Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 187 for Wednesday, December 16th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were lower Wednesday morning following losses in Chicago soy oil. Canola was anywhere from $1.90 to $2.70 lower, with the January contract checking in at $472.60 a ton, while the March contract was sitting at $482.70 a ton. Malaysian palm oil, European rapeseed futures, and U.S. soybeans were lower, which weighed on the market. Traders are preparing for an expected hike to U.S. interest rates. The U.S. Fed is expected to make an announcement early this afternoon. The newly elected president of Argentina is expected to revalue the peso, which could affect soybean movements down there. Farmers have been sitting on a large pile of soybeans in Argentina, anticipating a lowering of the country's export tax. If they decide to flood the market with them when the tax comes down, that could affect canola. South American weather has been very favorable for development of soybeans in Brazil, and that was bearish for canola. However, the Canadian dollar was weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, which typically makes canola more attractive to domestic crushers and foreign buyers. Slow farmer selling also limited the losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were narrowly mixed as traders await the interest rate announcement by the U.S. Federal Reserve. The January contract was sitting at $8.67 a bushel. The decision by the Fed is expected to come out around 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If the interest rate does rise, it should give strength to the U.S. dollar, and that could be troublesome for soybeans as the strength of the U.S. dollar is making life difficult for U.S. exporters. The price of soybeans is expensive compared to other countries' offerings from around the world. Corn was 1 cent weaker, with the December contract coming in at $3.76 a bushel. Futures are continuing to trade in a sideways pattern, while the market has been relatively quiet so far this morning. Farmers in the U.S. do have corn to sell, and some will be looking for cash before Christmas. The situation in South America bears watching, though, as more livestock producers in the U.S. may be tempted to import corn from Brazil if the U.S. dollar does increase in strength. U.S. wheat was slightly lower, with the December contract coming in at $4.93 a bushel. Some speculative trading kept things interesting yesterday. Shipments from the Black Sea and South America are still cheap compared to wheat from the U.S. There are some ideas demand for U.S. wheat could improve, though, in the short term. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, December 16th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.